All right, everybody, welcome. This is going to be our last live for 2022. My goodness, I absolutely love it because last year this time, I was not going live on a regular basis. I was very sporadic, do whenever I get a chance, I could get the whatever to work. But this year, it was a little bit more consistent. One, because I got a wonderful partner, Will Taraz, that came in and joined me, yay! And I'm a better, way better now. Right, Will?
Right, absolutely. And it's you know, we're pouring into each other. It's a give and take. It's beautiful. It's a perfect marriage. There's no such thing as perfect marriage, but we crept the code, ladies and gentlemen.
Definitely. I'm just enjoying being a business owner. I'm enjoying being a good educator, a consultant, a friend and family. So before we start in this wonderful conversation and the yearly wrap up, you know what this is. I am Dr. Daphne, the founder and CEO of Parallelogram Institute, here with my wonderful partner, Will Taraz, coaching and consulting, who will introduce himself once we get back after my regular intro. People, come on, let's get started. I'm sick as a dog, don't believe it, but yes, we're gonna do that right yeah, now, right. Folks, right, are you ready? Let's get it started. All right. Well, before I jump into our conversation, our regular schedule Wednesday. Please introduce yourself to the people. Will, you unmute, my friend. You owe me a dollar.
There we go.
You owe me a dollar.
let's try that again. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, another week. Another midweek Wednesday. My name is Will Baptiste. I am the founder and the president of Will Taraz. I am a podcast host of Will Taraz. I'm a mental health coach, a transformative keynote speaker, certified fitness trainer, certified financial advisor. I am Youthic Indigo Chief Impact Officer, and I'm also a former firefighter, a certified firefighter. I'm also the president and the founder of Rising Men Alliance. Rising Men Alliance is a nonprofit organization that is based out of Canada to help men, to help meeting their basic needs, defend and promote the interests of rights in men, providing temporary accommodation, also allow men to discuss their emotions, their trauma, their physical and financial health. So this is where we are, and I am so pumped up, ready to have this great conversation with none other than Dr. Daphne Phillip. Let's go.
Put some power in the name.
That's it.
All right. You know, Will, I'm doing all of this because I have a head cold and I don't think I can really hear clearly. And I have a fever, but you know what it is when you have great people that you serve, and talking to you kind of energized me anyway. So I'm doing it because I want to have some fun, because I was just on a bed feeling sad because I couldn't go outside. Anyway, guys, today's topic is, like you've seen around all of us, the yearly wrap-up, top 10 favorite, top 20 favorite, most view, most least view, you know, the usual list that people do at the end of the year wrap up. I usually used to see it other people. I have never done that, me personally, until this year. I guess because I'm in a completely different space than I've ever been in my life, and both as a business owner and as an individual. So I decided to do it this year as well. But we are going to focus on four main topics, right, Will? We're going to
talk
about emotion, our physical state of mind, spirituality, and our business. You know, you could talk about it. So we're going to do all the great, wonderful things that happen first, because that's just who we are. You know, just in case you are the type like me who stay in a positive side of the world. So we're going to do all the wonderful, top, best experience that happened. And then, of course, we have to talk about some things that did not go so well, or we're still having a challenge with. And we are looking for new strategies, resources, you know, not only for myself, but for my client as well, that's going to give us a better outcome in the upcoming year 2023. Right, Will? So let's talk about the first thing. So you talk about it, and I talk about it, and we switch back and forth. You know how we roll. So which one you want to attack first, out of the four that we talked about?
Because I was raised to put women first, I'm going to go ahead and let you go first, and I come after you.
You know, for the sake of the so-called traditional, the feminist in me want to back chat at you, like, listen to me, sir. We're not doing that backwards. But you know what? I'm a new person. I'll entertain the talk today. So
thank you.
We're going to talk about spirituality first, because that's my favorite. Out of all the things we're going to talk about, right? Spirituality for me, I am a completely new being in that area, like who I was last year and where I am in my spiritual journey. I know there are a lot of verbiage going on from religion to indigenous. I heard some people say, and I don't even know how to say that word before, because they don't associate themselves with the word spirituality. But for me, I'm going to keep it simple. Spirituality is the word we all know, right? Well, so that's what I'm going to talk about. I am way past the point where somebody can talk at me with any kind of doctrine. You know, you could throw the book at me, the scroll at me, the Torah, the Bible, the Quran. You know, you could throw all of those things at me, whether it be from the African version to the European version to the Caribbean version. All of that to me now, a decision in my life, are all data. They're all perspective and how we as a human or creating a path connected to the creator of the world. And that's where I am. I'm more in a process of figuring out what all of that means to me and how I'm going to use the information to create a spiritual path for me to get connected between me and God so we could become one. So that's where I am now. You know, people talk, I listen, and with no judgment, I no longer offer, you know, you should think about it this way and you should think about it that way. I don't do that anymore, because everybody's walking their own path with their own spirituality. And that, I've come to believe, it is a personal journey. We have some things in common. We do some rituals that other people are doing like you. But at the end of the day, how I apply the information that I've been reading on and the way I meditate, because I do incorporate daily meditation, yoga now. Those are things I'm doing regularly along with my prayer. And then, of course, you know, I have some ritual from this ancestors, you know, some things I learned about. I'm putting together a simple process for me that's going to keep me connected to the spiritual realm and to help me get those things in alignment. So that's where I am in that area. So now that the lady is gone, now it's your turn, sir.
Thank you. For me, it's simple, but it can be complex. It depends on who I'm talking to and the context of what we're talking about. My belief is that we are spiritual beings having a natural experience, right? And if people say, well, I am not spiritual, well, I'll say, do you believe that you have a spirit? And nine times out of 10, they say yes. And I ask them, do you have rituals? You know, when you wake up in the morning and you do this, they say yes. So when you put those two words together, what does it give you? Spiritual. So we're all spirituals, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. For me, I look at spiritual as, if I ask you, do you believe in the, whether you believe on whether you, whether or not you believe that the wind exists, it's irrelevant. You feel it. So just because we don't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just that we can't see the wind, but we know it exists because the wind can knock the wind out of you, right? So for me, that's where I'm at in spiritual. I hate religion. I am against religion. And I think religion is man-made. For me, it's about relations rather than religion. So that's my take on spirituality and all that kind of stuff.
So where are you on your journey now?
Where I'm at in my journey right now is just rebuilding my relationship with my higher power.
Okay.
And some people call it, I call it God, but others call it whatever they want to call it.
Yeah. Again, that's my point, right? We you want to call it something that's comfortable to you. So that's our spiritual journey. You in the building, me, I'm already built the foundation. So now I'm on the application stage where I'm going to apply and fine tune the tweaking, the different knowledge that I require on 2022 going into 2023 is to fine tune the routine, like you mentioned, from morning to evening. So I definitely want to create something that I could be consistent with, that it's not something that going to get pushed away because I get busy or something else take my time. All right, so check the totality. We are doing great. Our next one is our physical body, like for my head, our physical being self. Well, for me, I like me finally. I've complained about me every decade. Every decade, I think I should always be 20 pound lighter. That came to revelation for me about a month ago, when I was complaining about something I wanted to wear, and I went back and looked at all my pictures for each decade. And no matter what size I was, I still wanted to be smaller. Always. And I didn't realize I was doing that until that moment. Like, oh my God, every decade I'm dissatisfied with me. Not because somebody said it or doing anything about it. I was dissatisfied with me. So, this year, before the end of the year out, and I started to figure out what is it that's going to take for me to be satisfied with me. It's my own journey. Like I said, it's not because somebody make any comment or anything. I have my own standard for me. And I mapped that out, and I realized that I just need to stay active. Is when I'm not active is when those thoughts come in, you know, where I start worrying about what I look like physically because I'm not active. I like to exercise. I like to take walk. I like to do group exercise specifically. When I go to the gym, I get bored if I have to do weight training by myself. But if they have a group weight training, those are the things that I want to do. So I am at a better space about me now. I like me. I'm definitely going to incorporate more exercise to continue to like me, you know, the way I am, because healthy and strong, because I don't eat crappy. You know, I sleep regularly. So there's a lot of good things I'm doing physically. I just want to make sure I do it from a point of love and appreciation for me versus where I need to be this particular weight, this particular size, looking like everybody else. So I like me now. Yay. That's me physically.
Well, I'm so happy that you have come to that conclusion that it is not somebody's job to like you. It is your job to like you. Right. And as a trainer and as someone that's been in the fitness industry for over 25 years, you know, as a coach and a trainer, my philosophy was, and will always be to create a healthy, you know, to create healthy habits, not restrictions, because I believe our lives only get better when we do. And the food we eat can either be the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison.
Yes.
And I believe, we must embrace and love our bodies. And we are our own limit, right? and we really are what we eat. So don't be fast, don't be cheap, don't be easy, and don't be fake. Because I mean, it is true. I mean, first of all, who told us we have to be a certain size? Did you create yourself? Why do you, you know, in the world where everybody's the same, why don't we try to be different? What should we be different? So, you know, when it comes to all the size, whatever size that makes you feel good, then, you know, as long as that, you know, you with your doctor, you're good with that. And right. One other thing that I wanted to add is that, you know, all progress takes place, you know, outside of your comfort zone. Right. How do you expect to have something different when you keep doing the same thing? So that's literally the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing and expect different results. So if you want something different, you got to start doing something different. And when it comes to your physical, it's just like your fingerprints. It is different from person to person, even if you were a twin. So it's really nonsense. And we are creating more stress. We are creating more anxiety trying to be somebody that we're never meant to be. Right. So what happened to authenticity? What happened to being joyful, not happy, because happiness is based on the external factor, where joy is based on the internal factor. Are you happy with yourself? I mean, we could go down the rabbit hole, and which in turn caused a lot of mental health issues, because people are not happy with themselves, and they're putting that on somebody else, like it's someone else's responsibility to make them happy. Well, anyway, I digress.
So you mentioned a lot of emotional words. So before I moved on, you didn't tell me are you happy with yourself? Remember, this is our end of the year wrap up.
Right.
Where are you with yourself?
How can I say that? I am, because as a trainer, we tend to be more critical of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to show up in a way at our best sense, because we are, at the end of the day, we are a trainer. Am I happy? Yes. Am I satisfied now? Because I know what I can do. I mean, being on stage at you know, 4% right. body fat and winning competition, I know what my potential is and I know what my limits are. So
Right. Yeah. I agree. So that leads us into your emotional state of mind. So you get to explain this one. Where are you emotionally?
Oh, emotionally, I'm at a 9. I'm doing quite well. Because I'm learning, man, there's a lot of things I'm learning, and it's not that hard once you start listening to yourself. And the biggest thing is, do you know yourself enough, well enough, to understand when your body is sending you messages, when your body is trying to get your attention? Being listening to your body is like being in a relationship. And I don't know any relationship, and the best relationship you can have is with yourself. And I don't know any relationship that you're going to be in that you're not going to listen to your partner, that you're not going to do things.
Let them,
and, right? And yeah, exactly. And that you're not going to, you know, make your significant other feel good. The way you talk to yourself, the way you treat yourself, it's all part. So basically, and I said that for myself, before I get in a relationship with someone, I'll see how you're treating yourself. Because the way you're treating yourself, and if you can treat yourself that way, then chances are you're going to treat me bad. And if you don't treat, you know, and this doesn't mean you're always going to treat me bad. You might treat yourself bad and you treat me well, but at the end of the day, it's going to catch up with you. Right. Because can you really treat, you know, how long is it going to be until you start treating me as bad as you're treating yourself? So, you know, for me, the best relationship I could have is with myself. And I've never had the greatest relationship before, because now I'm learning to listen to myself. I'm learning to set boundaries. I'm learning that no is a complete sentence. I'm learning to retreat and to say, you know what, I'm willing to go this far and I'm going to stop. I mean, it's such a beautiful, and I vow to never make someone comfortable by me being uncomfortable. I won't do it.
Yes. I love it. I am an actually, for me, that's my favorite number one lesson that I got this year, 2022, is what you just described, is to have a better relationship with me. You know, if I'm eating something, it doesn't go with my body, I just stop eating it or throw it away. If I show up to any somewhere and it makes me really uncomfortable, I politely excuse myself. If I'm going to any listening to a song, or you went Clubhouse, there's an app that people go in and it's very negative, or I'm going to Zoom meeting, wherever I'm going, if it's going to be focusing on the negative part where I know it's going to do something to me, I leave. Where before I would feel obligated to stay, you know, because I was invited. It's polite to stay. It's polite to do what I would show up to support. But like you said, I'm going to go up to a point and then I'm going to bow out, because I got to nurture me first, you know, and I got to sleep when my body is tired. Sometimes I forget. I will be in front of this computer for 12 hours at a time preparing content for my client, or helping them with something. And I forget, the minute my eyes start getting droopy and I start forgetting something, one, I either need water, I need to get up. I do try to get up every 2 hours just to put blood flow in my body. But I definitely nurture, definitely listen to me more, what's happening from inside of me out. I'm more inward now. If I have a problem to solve, I will sit and meditate and hear me, you know, all the different thoughts in my head and all the different feelings about it before I go outside to ask for support. That's my favorite lesson this year, that I found me and I like me and I'm glad to be with me, you know, before I could be with anyone else. So when I hang out with my friends and my partner, I'm a better version of that. They get a better version of me, you know, than before. So we talk about spirituality. You notice the connection of being with our greatest creator, which have a connection to our physical being, which have a connection to our emotion, right? That's where, when all those three things are in alignment for me, better this year than ever before. I'm calmer, more peaceful. I know how knee-jerk reaction. I do everything I can from a faith point of view versus fear, where before I'll be afraid something going to go wrong, afraid of this. I don't want that to happen. Afraid that I won't have enough. So that this year for 2022, I didn't do that. I was also less prepared for this, but I'll have faith that what needs to be done will be done, you know. So those are the three things that are in alignment for me now that I'm looking forward to continue move and that alignment consistently, you know, is what I'm looking for. All right.
Absolutely.
Last few minutes, we're going to talk about business, right? What's that business? Where are you in your business? So we could have a favorite tool, favorite resources, a lesson you learned, an article you read, and then how that impact your business and how you use that to serve your clients.
Where I'm at in my business is really about, again, it's more about relation than transaction. And especially in the coaching business, it's really about three things. The know, like, trust factor. You got to have that. The know, like, trust factor, you got to have that, because people are not just going to hand you the money, or people are not just going to trust you to open up to you, especially when it comes to men, about the emotion and vulnerability, because I'm one of them. Right. And I had to fight that demon. I had to fight that trauma. And I had to break the cycle. So, you know, where I'm at is I am the best client for myself in my coaching business. The reason I say that is because I'm seeing the transformation. So I don't need to yell from the rooftop to say, hey, Mai is the best. Well, Mai is the best for me, but it doesn't mean it's going to be the best for you. But give me a chance and let me apply what I have learned from all my experience, from all the things that I have gone through, and I have follow some steps to get me where I'm at today. Have I arrived? No. Am I where I want to be? No, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. So it's really about consistency. So where I'm at in my business, it's really about continue to show up, because I believe in visibility will give you credibility, and credibility will give you profitability. So me being visible on almost every platform will give me credibility, which in turn, people are just going to flock to me. So one thing that I've seen about the business, which first of all, I had to reinvent myself. So I haven't been in this business I've been in this business less than a year, which I had on other business before, is that I look at it as a seed. According to the law of nature, the seed has to be planted. It's got to die. And it's got to be watered. It's got to have the right sun. So, you know, one example that I took all the time is Usain Bolt, the greatest sprinter of all time. He trained for 4 years to run 9 seconds. Okay, he trained for four years to run 9 seconds. But a lot of us, after 3 months, we give up. We expect something to happen. So now, did he, you know, all this work that he had to put in just to, so he can be the fastest man alive. So how long have you worked in your business before you can expect the work? If you want something mediocre, then fine. You can get it done fast. But I'm looking at, more on a consistent basis. I'm looking for something for more down the road, not something, a quick fix, and that's it.
Legacy building.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for legacy. I'm looking for
longevity.
I'm looking for longevity. So that's what a lot of people fail. They want it now, and that's the world we live in. You know, when you see the fast food, everything, give it to me now. So this instant gratification, that's fine, but that ain't for me. So all that to say, I'm in the process of building this business because I believe in a strong foundation. Because I know what I'm about to build. I'm about to build a skyscraper, which is probably one of the tallest, biggest, baddest coaching business that people ever seen. But with that, I got to take the time, make sure that my foundation is solid.
I agree. I was one of those people, to be honest, that listened. I had business before, you know, tutoring, camping, all this stuff, but they were face-to-face small groups, right? Because they were extra money, a side hustle type, a venue or adventure or thing that I would do. And I wasn't looking at it from my point of view. It's no dig to anyone who look at their side hustle, have a real business, that's on them. But for me, that was just what it is, exactly, a side hustle, right? For me, in my opinion, a business is different than a side hustle. So when I decided to be an entrepreneur and build a what I think is a real business, right? Meaning that you're here for long term. It's not something that you do when you have time. You get around to it when you want to, but that's going to be your family legacy, your family wealth. So that's when I transitioned about 2 years ago. I paid the money for the expensive coaches because I was buying time and I was buying their resources, because I believe that because they had they find the secret. Once they gave me the secret, I was going to make the six figure in 1 year. I know it sounds gullible. It wasn't even that. It's because I was buying their time. You understand? I wanted to shortcut it by their time. What I realized very quickly, you cannot buy experience. And I know that's a cliche that you hear people you're talking about, but I guarantee you, if you happen to be one of those people that say that you got your business 100K within 1 year, you have done so many things before that you don't want to account for that you didn't realize. You didn't get up one day with 100,000 people on your list that day, right? You didn't get up and people recognize you overnight. You know, there are many football players, I can't think of his name right now, that I have access to, was explaining after he was fired from being a football player. He believed because he was a football player, he was going to have created Instagram account, that he was going to be famous. He's like, only three people showed up, you know? So even with that being that famous, that well known, once you're no longer in the spotlight, your whole reputation, everything drop. You have to start from scratch. So with all that being said, for me, I'm in the second year. There's a lot of things that I'm shedding off, because business for me is a spiritual work. Mm-hmm. You're shedding off a lot of extra baggage, a lot of extra weight, a lot of extra stuff that you don't need, so you could become really lean, so you could run your business lean. So that's what I've done 2022. I took a good 6 months of this year revamping my signature program. I use very little tools. Like I tell you now, since we're talking about, I have favorite tools that I kept it lean, because I use them to do maximum things like Canva. You know, I create all my graphics with it. I don't need to be a graphic designer to do that. I just know my branding kit is up there. I use that. I use StreamYard, like I'm on right now, to do all my live, and I schedule it. I use Hootsuite, save my life. Well, I wasn't so consistent in social media without Hootsuite, because I could do it and it goes so many different places. That's why I like StreamYard. So the tools that I like to use, you got to have multiple ways or I can use it. That's going to save me time, right? I use ClickUp for my project management, again, because it's attached to all of the platform that I just mentioned. And I use Screencast-O-Matic, because as an educator, we used to use it. So I transfer it to my business to record all my videos for my client and stuff. So I am in QuickBooks. I use QuickBooks in terms of finances. So those are the things that helped me to be so much better, so efficient this year, that my business is running smoothly, and I trust my new process. Why? Because I went through it. What I'm doing, my client, is what I do in my business. The tool that I use for me to run my business is the tool that I'm suggesting to the people. The six P's that I'm talking about, right, on my social media, is because now that's all I focus on. When I'm talking about numbers, are we growing or dying? I look at those six things. And if something's not right, how can I use it to make my company better? So I'm at a space where I trust my process. Of course, there's room to change, especially if we have client. Your client gonna tell you what to change. But for me, in terms of conducting business, I'm good where I am, right? I trust my process. Until my client say otherwise, you know, I'm gonna continue fine-tuning, leaning until we get to way that everything is running like a well-oiled machine. That's what I'm looking for. Automation. Only thing I want to do is talk to my people one-on-one, like this, like I'm talking to you. If they have stuck on the steps in the process, then they call me, Dr. Daphne, and I'll sit and have a conversation. But anything else, I want the company to run itself. I don't want to create my worst job, Will, with my own company.
No, exactly. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Especially the solopreneurs.
Yeah.
What they're not understanding is that they bought themselves a job. And they don't know how to learn. They don't learn how to use leverage, so that way, without them, that this machine is gonna keep moving. You know, this train's gotta keep moving. So if you gotta be there, I mean, of course, the very beginning, you gotta be there. You gotta make sure you know that's your baby, right? But at some point, baby needs to be able to walk, be able to eat by themselves, be able to take a shower. I mean, if you have a baby 20 years later, you're still doing everything yourself. You ain't got a baby. You got a boy.
Oh, my God. It should be.
Yeah, exactly. So
between 3 to 5 years, you need to start looking for somebody to run the company for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I'm looking for people to do it now. I don't even want to wait 3 to 5 years. Because the first year and the second year, even now, I am just starting to build a better team, because I've tried to do different things. So I don't want to put it on them. It's because I wasn't clear on what I needed. So I attracted the confusion, because I was confused. Now that I'm clear on my processes, so hiring for processes is much clearer. So I'm building a new team now for 2023 to enroll and to manage the people that I acquired, like last 30 days, because of the ad that I acquired 1,800 people, new people on my list. So now I need people to manage them, to build a relationship. So that's why I'm like, oh, no. I'm not creating my worst job. This can become a business that I'm not going to like, because I'm going to burn myself out. I'm like, oh, no. Right?
Absolutely.
So what's not working before we have a few more minutes, last couple of minutes. Let's just, you know, like, what's not working that you want to see work?
What's not working? The engagement is not working. The right? The engagement is not working. The conversion is not working. So then I got to take a hard look at me.
Right.
To figure out why it's not working. Right. And sometimes you just got to, it may not be my strength. I might have to get somebody else. I mean, we got to stay in our lane, because if I'm going to, you know, I'm doing myself a disservice, right, and I'm doing my client a disservice, and not putting my strength where it needs, my focus where it needs, and rather than putting it somewhere else where it's not my strength, then I'm just shooting myself in my own foot.
Right, that part. So for me, when I after I did, because my strength is in processes, putting things together, because I like one-stop shops and I like stuff to be smooth. That's where I'm at, creating order. That's my strength in the business, right? And in terms of the marketing and the client engagement, because they need people to talk and interact with them. It takes time. You know, for me, that's what I'm hiring virtual assistants for, sole purpose to engage and nurture and care for my client, because the content I have is the bomb. So I don't need to worry about that. I make sure it's going to address their need. It's going to get them where they need. But at the same token, they need a hug every now and then. They need somebody to send them a birthday card. Need them something to say, oh, you know, something happened to your pet. I need somebody to get to know them to that level. It's not because I'm against it. That's not my strength. You know, face to face, yes. Like I'm talking to them, they're going to get hugged from me. Her case, they're going to get all of that. But in terms of the virtual, it's because it takes time, right?
And
I have my time focused to make sure the content is going to get you what I say it's going to get to you, because you're paying me for it. I want to make sure you get more. I have to make sure it's valuable. The resources, the template, whatever I'm giving to you is outweigh the price. So that's me. That's the kind of stuff I do very, very well. So that, like you, my funnel, because I was with ClickFunnel. I don't know why I left ClickFunnel. I'm a funnel hacker that should stay with ClickFunnel. And now I'm stuck with a company that I have no idea what it is that they're doing, because they promised lifetime membership. So remember I told you I was going lean. I said I didn't have to make the monthly payment to ClickFunnel because I only paid this company for lifetime. There's nothing wrong with the company. It's just, it's not as beautiful and as easy as ClickFunnel run. I would have been converting like not water right now with under ClickFunnel, but that part will be fixed by the end of January. At least I'm working with them and I hope that happens. And I will have a new team. So those are the two things I'm looking forward for in January.
Yes, yes.
So we'll continue to provide good services. Now, you notice, guys, right? Me and you spoke about ourselves. We talk about our business. Why did we do that?
Oh, that's a great question. Why did we talk about ourselves and our business?
Right.
Well, first of all, I think people see the human side of us. We're business, but at the same time, we still got a whole lot to learn.
Right.
And we're not presumptuous, and we are being very authentic, and we have made mistakes, and we're going to continue to make mistakes. So wherever you are in your journey, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, stay on that journey. The journey is yours, and stop comparing your journey to someone else that started 10 years ago. Right. Their journey, they started way ahead of you. So stay within your journey, get people, you know, surround yourself with others that are on the same journey, on the same path. May not be the same destination they're going, but they may be on the same path as you. And just you know, just enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Enjoy the process.
For me, I like this kind of stuff because I fell for the marketing gurus and the strategies. they're trying to train us to believe that things cannot be one way, right? Mm. Like, if I don't perform like they do, then I don't deserve to be in business. And this is why I'm not going to make six figures. And that always bothered me. I'm like, who are you? You didn't create this earth. You know what I'm saying? And I do not care much for people that talk infinite. Even as a young person, when I was dealing with adult, that said, you will never be. I would always look and say, you're not God. And I always got in trouble for that, because I always looked at the people like, you're not God. You don't know me. You're looking at me in one small moment in my life, in your life, and you're making this finite decision. So as a business newbie, that's what I would call myself, because I'm under 5 years. It was like, yeah, there's some things and some tools and some tips and some strategy I do have to use. And you see me use them. I agree 100%. But it's not everything in my business. I have to do it like you, because I don't necessarily want to be like you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I have no problem building by stages. And that doesn't mean it's going to take forever. It's just stages. And right. I want people that are coming to my ecosystem, I meet me, their consultant, and helping them establish, launch, and run their business. You have to understand that right off the bat. When you come in my ecosystem, you need to understand that we're coming in for a journey. We will support you, provide you with everything you need. However, the end result is definitely on you.
Absolutely.
With the resources that we give you. So the only guarantee that I have for my people is I'm going to make sure I give you everything you need to be successful.
Yes.
After that, there's nobody that will give me a guarantee. I can't guarantee real that you're going to be the top coach or I'm going to be the top consultant unless you're not me and I'm not you, right?
Exactly.
So that's the reason why I did that for a wrap up, because I am looking forward to the fantastic, awesome sauce here that's laid out. Why? Because it's already laid out. The soil was prepped. The seed was in there. It was watered. It was, you know, ready for the harvest.
That's it. That's it. The harvest. The harvest is here. So let's prepare. Let's prepare for the harvest, and it's gonna come. It's gonna come. It's time. That's the season. That's the season for harvest. The season for planting. It's past. So that this is a season for harvest.
Right. So what's going on with you, sir?
What's going on with me? Just dropped a brand new episode that which my great friend suggested that I tweak it a little bit just to kind of get some attention. So yeah, the raw truth of men's mental health. That's season one, episode four was dropped yesterday. It's been a success so far. I've got a lot of downloads, so I'm very, very happy about that. What else? You know, Will to Rise, we're still going strong. And also with the nonprofit. Also, here's another thing that Will to Rise is doing. We are doing a fundraiser. We're fundraising to finish a book that we got going on here. And as a self-publisher, it's a lot of money. So what we're doing right now is that we are giving the first 50 people, we call them the VIP supporters. When they become a supporter for only $30, they have their name or their business name in the back of the book as a supporter. Here's the thing. It's a win-win, because wherever this book is going to be all over the world, you're going to literally be traveling with me.
Ooh, and I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me that. I'm just finding out about that, sir.
Yes, yes. So not only that your name or your business is going to be in the back of the book, but also you will receive a signed copy. That's going to be ended at the end of this week, because as of next week, the supported price is gonna go up. So right now it's only $30. You get a signed copy, you get your name, or the name of the business on the back of the book. So that's what I got going on. And of course, we're gonna have a fundraiser also for the nonprofit, which is Rising Men Alliance. Business in Canada. So we've got a lot of things going on, and a lot of great things are happening in 2023. We are projecting also to be doing our first international men's retreat. So listen, be on the lookout. Follow me, meetwilltorise.com. I'm on TikTok at Will to Rise. I'm on Facebook under my name, Will Baptist. I'm everywhere. So wherever there's a platform, trust me, I'm there.
Excellent work. Well, for me, ladies and gentlemen, as you've seen, if you follow me on social media, like Will, I am on IG, Twitter, LinkedIn, under my name, Dr. Daphne Phillip, or just Daphne Phillip. You can follow me anywhere if you choose to. I also have YouTube, is under Paralittlegram Institute. This is where this interview also will be featured under our YouTube channel. But I'm going on right now, like I said, is that Elite Business Builders Program is a 9-step, 3 stages that we take in motivated educators, principals, professors, so where they could establish, launch, and run their business by making 5 sales within 12 weeks. So you, without fear, without doubt, and definitely no information overload with our process. So that way you could stop working the 50 plus hours that you work and spend more time with your family and your health, you know, and travel like I do, right? So that's what's going on. I do have the link going to be posted in the description on our Facebook group, also on YouTube. Both my information is going to be there, and we'll make sure you click on the link. The funnel is going to explain the business, the Elite Business Builders Program is going to give you the information. And if you follow me on social media, also you'll see the different one ad that are going on out, because it's already ready to launch and ready to go. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, for the good of the order, Will, thank you so much for being so wonderful by creating a platform for our men to share their emotions so they could heal and get better. So that way, when they say to somebody, ladies first, I know they mean it, and I'm going, sure, thank you, you know, and I will still hold the door for you too at the same process.
Absolutely.
All right. So all right. Everybody, for those of you that I know and care for that know me, and you don't know me, have a fantastic year, 2023, according to the powers to be, some culture, I don't know it's every culture, 2023, year 7 for the universe. Somebody told me, I don't have no way to fact check that. That is the year of completion. So I'm going to do some of the Asian culture, so you could check that. So it's the year of completion. We mean, for some of you all that's been harvesting, it's the last year to complete, and for others is the beginning. I don't know. But with everything else, I love you all. I appreciate you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for following me. Please do like, subscribe, and share this wrap-up for the year 2022. Also comment, let me know what are your favorite tools, whether it be for business, spiritual, physical, emotional. So let's keep this conversation going, and to make sure that you are not only looking forward, but you're taking a moment to be grateful for all the great lessons that you learned or did not learn. So your ear is already full. So let's keep it moving and keep it going. All right. Everybody, right. Thank you so much. We are going out to here. Right, Will?
Right. Thank you.